Hi, this is Dennis Byrd, and you are listening to the 5%ers podcast, where we will work together to achieve excellence in life. Lose weight and keep it off, have incredible relationships, and work for meaning and success. Join me on the journey to become our best selves and to lead meaningful and engaging lives. Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to the 5%ers podcast, episode number 65. I'm not always what my thoughts say I am. Well, it's another great day here in the fabulous state of Minnesota. We've got sunny skies after a long patch of rain this week. And I can tell you, when you've had a lot of rain and a lot of cool weather, it just feels great to have some sunshine. So my plan is to get out later today, go for a run, and just get as much sunshine as I can and just be out in nature. It's really good for us, folks. So if you have an opportunity to get outside today, take it. Well, before we get into the topic for today, I just wanted to do a little housekeeping. If you know through my other podcasts, this is something that I do really on my free time. And I want it to be a value add to the people that are listening. And I know that for many of the people that are listening or who go to my website at dennisbird.org and look at all the articles there in the blog post there, is that you may be coming up with questions that you would like me to talk about. So one of the things that you can do is you can go to my website at dennisbird.org and click on contact, and you've got my email address there, and you can just send me an email and say, hey, Dennis, you know, I've been enjoying your podcast. I really appreciate your blogs. Could you maybe talk about this topic? And how that will be helpful to me is I am often generated by people's questions. I do that in my day job. People come to me with problems around their careers, around their thinking, and that gives me enough information to know really how to approach that conversation so I can provide value to those individuals. And I'd like to do that with you as well. The other thing that you can do that can really help is if you go to iTunes, look up my podcast, The 5%ers, and leave a 5-star review. And I've already had a few people do that, and I really appreciate that if you're one of the people who've left a review, because that also helps other people find the podcast. And again, like I said, I'm doing this on my free time. I really would like this to provide value to people. And the more people that engage with the podcast or on the blog, it just really helps. Well, thanks for that. All right, so let's go into the topic today. I'm not always what my thoughts say that I am. So one of the things that I've been really coming to consciousness of is it's so important that we're mindful about what is going on in our thoughts and in our emotions. And a lot of what happens in life is emotions ride higher in our consciousness. And so there can be times when we're feeling angry or where we're sad, we're feeling hurt. Maybe we have some depression going on, or maybe it's just general frustration. We just don't like where we are in life, and those emotions ride high. But often what's happening is in our subconscious, there is some thought processes that are going on that are out of our awareness, and those really are causing the bulk of our issues. So one of the things that you'll learn in Adlerian psychology, and a little just psychology history lesson here, Alfred Adler is really the father of cognitive psychology. He was a contemporary of Sigmund Freud, who had a much different theory about human personality. And Adler broke from Freud's group in Vienna and really started what we would call cognitive psychology. And the best way that I can summarize that type of psychology is how you think affects how you feel, and how you think affects how you act. And it's a very powerful concept, because one of the things that we can do is we can look back to our emotions and say, what was going on in my thought process that led to that emotion? So an example of this is I'm working with people on a regular basis around their careers. That's my day job. And sometimes they come to me because they're very frustrated, because they're basically their job search isn't going well. They get involved in interview processes with companies and organizations, and they don't get the job. And they'll come to me and they'll say, I'm so frustrated, I'm feeling depressed, and I'm just feeling like, what's wrong with me? You know, why aren't these companies hiring me? And then a couple months later, they'll say, hey, I just got a job offer. And they're feeling great and they're feeling engaged because they made it to the final round. And, you know, they take that next job and they're off and running. And one of the things that I'll really talk to people about is when we get declines, you know, from companies to work for them, when we go through that process and we get rejected. And this can be true whether it's in a job, whether it's in a relationship, or some type of project that you're working on, is our thoughts about ourselves can be really off track. And let me go back to that illustration around the job. So people will get declines from jobs that they are applying for, and they'll start thinking to themselves, like, geez, what's wrong with me? You know, like, am I not talented enough? You know, obviously, maybe I don't have the right skills that companies are looking for, or maybe I'm too old, or I don't have enough experience. And their thought processes will start coming up, and it really holds them back. And you can see is that if you're thinking that there's something wrong with you, you start feeling like something's wrong with you. And so again, how we think affects how we feel. But at the same time, now they get a job, and all of a sudden their confidence is boosted. And now they're thinking, wow, obviously I'm talented, and I have things that people want, and I've got skills and abilities that companies are interested in. And I guess the question I have for them is, were you any different? Were you any less skillful? Were you any less talented when you got the job off, when you got the job rejection? And they'll say, no. And I said, that's right. Regardless of whether you get the job or don't get the job, you're still the same person. The biggest difference is our thought process and the interpretations we're making of both of those events. And so what happens is that often in life, when we're encountering struggles or difficulties, we're coming up with really lousy conclusions based on our interpretations. And this can even be just in relationships. And so sometimes we'll go into situations and we'll feel like, man, if I, you know, walk into this group and I don't look like them, or I don't act like them, and I don't have the same type of background, they're going to really think I'm a loser. And so we have this internal interpretation, this internal thought process is going on, and it leads to discouragement. And so many of us are kind of going through life thinking people are judging us, and most of the time the reality is they're not even paying attention to us. They're concerned about their own process. They're worried about people judging them. There may be circumstances where actually you are getting judged because you hear it directly. But a lot of times we're just projecting too far, and we're really looking at things that don't even exist. At other times, we have thought processes that are totally off track, that they're not even true. And so, again, going back to the job search, is I'll have people say, you know, I'm just never going to find a job, and no one's hiring out there. And I don't have the skills to do this. I haven't done this forever. And one of the things I'll ask them, I said, have you ever looked for a job before? And they'll say, yeah. I said, did you get the job? They said, well, obviously, I just got laid off, you know, from that job. And I said, well, there's the evidence. You've looked for jobs in the past, and you've been hired. And so if our basically what happens is our thoughts will say things about ourselves or about our situation, and they're just thoughts. They're not even true. And what happens is we ignore the evidence in our lives of our successes, of the things that we do where we're talented, of the things that we've accomplished. And what we're doing is we're letting our mind get out of control, and take us to places that are either dark or depressing or frustrating. And so one of the things that I encourage you to do is when you are struggling with your thought process or when you're just struggling in life in general and you have these emotions that are starting to creep up on you, is take some time and start to create some awareness. Slow down and ask yourself, okay, I'm frustrated today. Why am I frustrated? What am I thinking? And often what'll happen is we'll have, you know, these thoughts that start to emerge that, you know what, you're not capable. You're not lovable. You're not worthwhile. You're not talented. And these thought processes, you know, will come in and start leading to those negative emotions. And I see this in my own life where sometimes, you know, I'm, you know, going to work and I'm encountering people, they make more money than I do, they drive nicer cars, and I'll be judging myself based on what I don't have. Geez, I don't have as nice of a car. I don't make as much money. And my thought process will say, geez, you must not be as talented. You must not be as successful. And that thought process is totally erroneous because the reality is, yeah, some people do, you know, make more money, obviously. Some people drive nicer cars, but that doesn't say anything about who I am. That doesn't mean I'm not talented. That doesn't mean I'm not capable. And the reality is, if I wanted a nicer car, we could probably get a nicer car, but I don't need a nicer car. My car is fine, right? And all those things don't make me happy anyway. What makes me happy is living the kind of life I want to live and having the relationships that I have and engaging with my wife and my sons and providing value to people through coaching and helping people solve problems in their lives. That's what brings value. And so the comparison game, that can lead us astray. And looking at what we don't have and looking at what we're missing in life often is all about materialism. It's about, you know, things we buy, things we don't buy, as if that external things will ultimately make us happy. But our thought process says, you know what, you would be a lot cooler if you had this type of car. You would be a lot more fashionable if you wore these types of clothes. And one of the things I've wondered about is, why does our brain send us these messages? You know, some people will call this little voice in our head the internal critic, or they'll call it the ego. And it seems that this little thing in our head can send us these messages that are just really negative. And I've really, why would that be? You know, why would our own brains send us messages that aren't helpful? And I guess the only thing I can think of is that it must somehow be self-protective, because in the course of evolution, you know, we've developed as a species and it's all about survival. And we've had things that, you know, either we had to do to survive or to protect ourselves. And then over the, you know, the centuries and the millennia, basically we've developed strategies for protecting ourselves. And I'm not sure why, but maybe some of these negative thoughts are self-protective. We're trying to protect ourselves from failure, from disappointment, from unhappiness or rejection. And it's a little convoluted because the negative thoughts actually don't really help. They may subconsciously be trying to help, but ultimately they just lead us again back to those emotions that really don't need to be there. So there's a couple of resources out there that I think are really helpful. And, you know, one of the things that you can do is, you know, start paying attention to your emotions. And then instead of just feeling the emotions, see if you can create a little habit of just stopping and saying, okay, why am I sad? Or why am I depressed? You know, or why am I angry right now? And then often we'll find is that our subconscious, through our ego, through that inner critic, is sending us messages that really aren't accurate or even true. Dr. Russ Harris wrote a book called The Happiness Trap, And what I like about his book is he talks about this whole internal critic and this internal process that goes on. And he said, one of the best things you can do as an individual is to ignore your thoughts. Just ignore them. Acknowledge, ignore, and move on. And so I know in my life I've had kind of reoccurring thoughts around capability. Like, geez, I'm just not capable. Or I'm just not talented enough. Which is totally not true, but it's something that developed, you know, probably earlier in life. And it's just kind of a theme that has pervaded, you know, my experience. And so he would say, all you got to do is just say, okay, I'm having that thought again that I'm not capable. And then you ignore it because it's not true. Right? And so you can ignore those thoughts. And what I like about Dr. Russ Harris's philosophy is sometimes you'll have thoughts that are true, but they're not helpful. So you just ignore those as well. So when I was at my heaviest, I would often have these thoughts of, man, I'm fat. Gosh, I'm fat. I hate being fat. Now, the reality was I was fat, right? But that's not a helpful thought. It's true, but it's not helpful because it's taken me to a lousy place. It's taken me to feeling sad, to feeling depressed, to feeling like a loser, which only triggers more poor behavior around eating because I'm a stress eater. And so one of the things that I really like about his philosophy is that whole idea of you have these thoughts that come into your head, and one of the things that you do is you say, is it helpful? If it's helpful, you let it pervade. If it's not helpful, you let it go. And that's basically a skill that we have to develop. It's not that the first time that you have consciousness of these thoughts that they just go away. But I've noticed that over the years, as I've been practicing this, sometimes I'm better at it than others, but a lot of times now what I'm, you know, I'll come with this thought that says something about who I am, and I'll say, well, there's that thought again that I'm not very talented. Thanks, mind, but I'm letting it go. I acknowledge it and just let it go. There's that thought again that I must not be very good at X. Thanks, mind. Not helpful. I'm letting it go. Well, if we start practicing more meditation, if we give ourselves space for reflection, if we build into our lives more awareness, we're going to start seeing the patterns of our thoughts and really start realizing that, wow, many of the thoughts I'm having about myself aren't even true. They don't matter. It's not who I am. And it's such a powerful concept is that when we can let go of that internal critic, when we can take that message that we send ourselves that tears at our self-esteem and our self-worth, that says we're not lovable, that says we're not capable, that says we're not worthwhile, when we let that go, all of a sudden, life is better. And we start seeing ourselves for who we really are, the great, talented, and capable people we are. So my encouragement to you is every day, spend a little time when you're not feeling good, when you're feeling lousy, when you're feeling frustrated, when you're feeling angry or disappointed or any of those things. Take some time and stop and ask yourself this question. What am I thinking about? What thoughts are going through my head? Because when you create that awareness, all of a sudden you start seeing the patterns of thoughts, the negative messages that we're sending ourselves, and you realize that I am not always what my thoughts say I am. In fact, many times we are not as our thoughts, you know, are saying about us. Well, I hope you found this helpful, and my encouragement to you is if you've got more questions around this topic, go to dennisbird.org, click on contact, and send me a question, or post feedback on this episode if that would be helpful, or leave a review on iTunes. All right, everybody, have a great day. Thanks for joining me today, and if you found this podcast helpful, let your friends and family know about it by sending them to dennisbird.org. And go to iTunes and leave a 5-star review, and what this does is help other people know more about me and what I'm up to. And if you have any questions for me, if you have any podcast or blog ideas that you would like to know more about, you can also go to dennisbird.org, click on the tab, Contact. Have a great day, everybody.